right. So picture this. You're a CEO, right? Big company. And you've got this like massive supply chain issue that's just totally blowing up.
Oh, yeah.
It's costing you money, obviously, time. It could even like wreck your reputation.
Yeah.
And you need a solution. And it's got to be fair. It's got to be fast. And you don't want to, you know, completely trash your sustainability goals in the process, right?
Yeah.
And so that is where things get really interesting, because this is where ESG and ADR actually start to kind of like work together.
Interesting.
It turns out they're not just like, you know, trendy buzzwords.
Right, right.
They can actually like, they can really function as a team. So so we're going to do a deep dive today into ESG.
Okay.
It's environmental, social, and governance. How it all connects with ADR, alternative dispute resolution.
Gotcha.
In ways that I think you might not expect.
Yeah, that's, you know, what's really interesting to me is like this whole idea of responsible conflict resolution.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's more and more companies are starting to realize that how they handle these disputes matters just as much as like their products or services, you know?
Yeah, it's all part of the package now.
Totally. And especially for, you know, investors and just consumers in general, everyone's becoming so much more ESG conscious.
Totally. And you know, what's really interesting is that some of the sources that we were looking at, they had some really like, eye-opening examples. Like there was this one company that that managed to cut down their carbon footprint
really
by like 20%.
Wow!
Just by making the switch over to virtual ADR hearings.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, it's massive. It's a really big deal.
Yeah, you know, that's a perfect example of like the ESG, you know, actually in action.
Yeah.
Less travel, less paper, less energy all around, you know.
For sure.
But it's not, you know, it's not just about checking off boxes on some list, right?
Right.
It's about when you like when you actually weave ADR into a company's whole sustainability game plan.
Yeah.
That's when it can have like, you know, real measurable impact on how they're doing environmentally.
Yeah. And that's what everybody is really looking at these days, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
But I mean, the environmental piece is really just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
Our sources also talked about how ADR like, you know, links up with the S's in ESG.
Yeah.
The social side of things.
Of course.
And it's a lot more than just, you know, playing fair.
Yeah.
What did you kind of pick up on with that aspect of it?
Oh yeah. There was this one source and they highlighted this case where a company was using ADR to kind of, you know, figure out this dispute with the local community.
There you
go. And this was over like a factory expansion that they were trying to do.
Okay.
And by getting community reps, you know, involved in the whole mediation process, they actually came to an agreement that worked for the company.
Yeah.
You know, and for the people who live there, too.
So it's really like everybody kind of gets a voice.
Exactly. And when you think about the fact that companies can actually go out and choose ADR providers that are, you know, really committed to diversity and inclusion.
Right.
That just like cranks up the positive social impact even more.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about making sure that everyone feels like they're being heard and that they're represented.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. So we've done the E and we've done the S.
Uh-huh.
Now, what about the G in ESG?
Mm-hmm.
Governance.
Yeah.
How does that fit in with all of this ADR stuff?
Yeah. So one source really dug into this and it's pretty cool.
Okay.
They were making the case that using ADR can actually be like a signal, you know, to investors that a company's got good corporate governance.
Oh, interesting.
Because it shows they care about transparency and being accountable even when they're dealing with like, you know, tough conflicts.
Yeah. It's almost like saying,
right,
hey, we're not scared to face these things head on.
Right.
And we're going to do it ethically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way that ADR organizations are actually structured, that makes a difference too.
Okay.
If they have like, you know, a really solid governance framework themselves.
Right.
With independent oversight and, you know, clear ethical guidelines, that really strengthens their message.
Makes sense.
It's, you know, actions speak louder than words type of thing.
Totally. So if I'm getting this right, then like building ADR into your business strategy, it's not just about getting these disputes settled faster.
Right.
It's actually like it can be a way to show that you really are committed to those ESG principles.
Yeah, that's really the main takeaway here. It's about making sure your conflict resolution practices are, you know, matching up with your overall values and commitments.
Yeah.
And that's where I think we're going to see the real potential of this whole, you know, intersection of ESG and ADR.
That's really cool. And it really makes me wonder what the future of ADR will look like.
Yeah.
You know, in a world where ESG is just becoming more and more important.
Right.
Will we see like completely new ADR models?
Yeah.
that are built to tackle these really complex issues.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's something really worth thinking about.
Definitely. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me.